This is a special podcast produced by 101.5 UMFM in partnership with the Winnipeg Folk Festival, which runs July 5th through 8th at Birdsill Park. The Winnipeg Folk Festival is a celebration of people and music that has been one of North America's premier music festivals for 45 years. I'm John Prentice, host of Planet Mainstage on UMFM, and this episode of Festival Express features one of the artists from this year's festival, acclaimed and well-loved singer-songwriter and poet, Farron. A recent interview in No Depression magazine states, "Farron's songs are more beautiful, profound, and resonant than words can convey. Their reach and importance extends far beyond the audiences who have been Farron's main fans up until now. This music is for the human race. Farron's words of truth and experience should be treasured, lived with, and learned from." Farron will be performing her solo concert with her all-star band at Spruce Hollow Stage on Sunday, July 8th, from 12:45 to 1:45. For the full lineup for the Winnipeg Folk Festival and a complete list of main stage and daytime stages, to purchase tickets, and for more information on the Winnipeg Folk Festival, visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca. I am happy to share my recent interview with Farron, but first, here's a favorite song, "Girl on a Road."
My mama was a waitress, my daddy a truck driver. The thing that kept their power from them, slowing it down a while. I remember the morning, it was the closing of my youth, when I said goodbye to no one, and in that way I faced my truth. And they walk along the river, and the rain are coming down, and a girl on a road. There's a rhythm to the highway to match the rhythm of your fears. My shopping bag possessions scatter with my splattered tears. A string of nights and truck stops, in darkness and in lies, and a man they all call Tiger Boy, he just had to show me why. He just had to give me something I'd forever understand. There's a girl on that road. Sing with me. Rain upon the water makes footprints sunk in sand. Anger upon angry hurt, take me by the hand, take me by the heartstrings. Pull me deep inside, say I'm one with your forgiveness, and separate from my pride. I don't know what it's like for you, but here's what it's like for me. I wanted to turn beautiful and serve eternity, and never follow money or love with greasy hands, or move the earth and waters just to make it fit my plans. My eyes would be the harbor, my words the perfect place for a girl on the road. You in the summer, I left you in the fall. In between we did some living, I like to think that's all. Now I see words can be like weapons, no matter that they're small. I used three tiny words on you and then beat it down the hall. Does this road go on forever? Does this terror know no end for a girl? Makes footprints sunk in sand, anger upon angry hurt. Take me by the hand, take me by the heartstrings. Pull me
me deep inside and say I'm one with your forgiveness and separate from my pride.
One of the most musical, magical main stage acts you will ever see at a folk festival anywhere, and one of the most well-loved and talented singer-songwriter, Canadian poets Farron returns to the 45th Winnipeg Folk Festival this year, and I'm so happy to have a chance to chat with her now. Hi, Farron.
Hi.
So you've played throughout the long history at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Like five times, starting in 1981.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
those were the years, eh?
Yeah.
We were really around for the very best part of the folk scene, I think.
Yeah,
I mean it's still creative, but the history is with us. Both festivals. If it just started, when did Winnipeg start then?
1974. So you actually weren't there till year six, I guess, or something. But now, like the last few times we've seen you, I guess the last time was 2006. You've had the luxury of, I don't know if it was called the same then, the Farron's All-Star Band, right?
Yeah, well, those are my guys. I mean, I just love them.
So who are the core members, and are they coming back with you this year?
Chris Nordquist coming on the drums, who has been with me since Testimony. And then Daryl Havers, I guess he's a Manitoba boy, and he's coming back from Vancouver. And Dawn.
Dawn Benedictson. Dawn plays bass, and what are the other?
Daryl plays the keys, and Chris plays the drums.
Okay.
And I'll be playing the guitar. And, I mean, if I have Donnie and Daryl and Chris, I've got the core sound all the time. Very, you know, the basic sound. And then in the past, I've had more musicians, but it just isn't movable. I'm excited about that, too, because I think sometimes the music gets, you know, a little bit overlay. I'm curious to hear it. To have to lean a little bit more on Daryl on the keyboard. I mean, he brings so much color and emotion to my work. Like when we were on Saturna doing that, the new project, you know, he would fall on the keyboard and I'd start crying. You know, I don't know what it is about his playing, but it just makes me sob, you know.
Well, the sound that you and the band create is so engaging, you know, it just puts its arms out and draws you in a lot, like it's a bare bones of the passion in the songs, I think. But the arrangements and the instruments featured in the songs are part of it. Do you create those arrangements, or do you let that happen with when the recording process happens, sort of thing?
I think that I'm part of it. I can't speak musically. I mean, I can't say notes or do, but I have a way of talking that Donnie understands. And we do get to, we end up agreeing a lot on things. And it's about the emotion. And I know with every album that we've made together, you know, I always tell him that it's almost like a dissertation, so that the first song is going to be the introduction and the, you know, the basic story that we're going to cover through the whole LP or the CD now. And then usually I've discovered that the last song on the album or CD tends to reflect what's going to be coming next.
Okay.
I never planned that, but I've just noticed it. So, you know, Turning Into Beautiful is, to me, the most beautiful mature album that I've done. What I mean is the issues are mature. And
Is more than that? Is that the first song in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's got a keyboard kind of like there's some solos in there, with, right?
Yeah.
And that's that simplicity, but beautiful keyboard playing by the. Is that this person that's going to be with the band still, or?
Daryl.
Yeah,
Daryl. I call him Duke, but Daryl. Yeah, yeah. He's fabulous, and he won't be playing. He'll probably bring his Nord. He doesn't usually have a piano unless they can supply one. But I'm sure he's fabulous. I've heard him on a grand, and it's just like, oh my God, tearjerker material.
Tell me that love can ward off gloom. I like to fancy that when I get scared, I only have to see myself in you. I only try to do it like you do. It seems to pull me through. Oh, I took a few plays, I took a few turns to who knows where. Got to scale a few walls to learn I care. Now I know I care, and it's been so long. Now we get to smile like we belong, like we're safe inside when nothing's wrong, like we're in a love song. When I feel your strength, so happy to be back, to feel so clear and on the track. But it's more than that, so much more than that.
Yeah, we were talking. I don't know if we'd addressed it since we started talking on air, but I have to go back there now because you said you're coming out a week early because one of the band members lives in Manitoba. That's Don Benedictson, who we've both known for a long time, and he's you're in the middle of a project right now, which I got the good fortune to hear a little bit of. But it's a work in progress, and you're continuing working on that when you're here before and after.
It's
from what I've heard, it's the one piece with lyrics that sort of talks about life where you're at now, I guess, in the moment sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without giving anything away.
That's kind of what's starting to happen. I mean, there's been a lot of lofty thoughts that we've had over the years, but I just turned 66, June the 1st, and I don't mind, but I noticed that there is a different perspective. It's kind of like, I want to talk about dirt. I want to talk about plants. I want to talk about friendships. I want to, you know, the things that are around me and keep me tied to, you know, goodness or something like that. I mean, I've had a lot of my own thoughts through the years all by myself, which no one ever had with me. And then we would get together and start the CD. And I think where the passion comes in is Donnie and I talk a lot about life and feelings and energy. And so what I bring to, you know, when we're arranging or mixing, I can bring quickly, I can notice that there's a hole somewhere. I can tell that we need a piece of, we need music that's going to be on the high end on the right side or something like that. And I don't know how it works, but it just works, and it has been a process and an experience that has completely healed me many, many times. And it happens with me and Dawn and Daryl, the keyboard player.
Yeah, I've been listening to so much Farron over the last few days. It's just
I'm sure.
How are you doing? Well, no, it's just every song is a journey. And I guess one of the last things this morning before I came out, I went and revisited the what you've been doing with Bitch. And and I love the little.
But now listen.
Yeah.
I will tell you that I was not part of that.
Okay.
Believe it or not, B came to my house. I call her B.
Yeah.
Came to my house and we recorded me playing the guitar solo.
Yeah.
On the songs. We weren't even in a studio. We just recorded them. And then she took it away because she was going to produce something. And I just thought, well, I don't know what it will be, but the songs are fine. And so off she went. So I was actually surprised as anybody when the first one came out and then the second one came out.
Yeah, I guess sure. The part that I was watching, there's a couple where you're just chatting. And one of the last ones was the... the talking about Shadows on a Dime and how you're going into New York. And boy, that sure resonated for me, the whole thing about our being in the moment and your take on the train ride into New York. And that's just amazing. I encourage people to go and look at it because...
Well, you're talking about our videos that we were, when she was interviewing me, writing.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And how we are just... we can never know what we really are because we're only just the fading light out of our own reality kind of thing, you know, without getting too philosophical in this conversation or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. And then she does a version, which maybe I can play if you don't mind in this part of it, or maybe at the end, this her version of Souvenir. How do you feel about that? Are you part of that? Are you part of that? Or is that just her cover?
That's hers.
Okay.
First off, I don't think I'm on it. I mean, like I said, I did the songs, and then she went away with it. Now, one of them, I can't remember which one we did first, but one of them had, they kind of tricked me, because I did go out for something, where were they, Duluth or, I don't know, somewhere. And I went out and they were in the studio, and they wanted me to do something, you know, vocal. So I'm in the room, and in front of me is like my book of poems, the Hunger Poems. And while they're checking my voice and everything, I just started reading these poems. There was no music or anything. I just read the poems. And then later, they put all the music to the poems as well. So the younger people are quite... you know, versatile in that way. They can just move back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, the drums and bass are not bed tracks. You know what I mean? They just kind of added them in. And the best part was, you know, I had a very vital part there, but I didn't know it because I thought they were just fooling around, and then they ended up getting it.
my little bit of fire, 'cause I've been waiting for you to remember me. It's a harsh one, sure can be a cold place, if you don't have someone to kiss your face when it doesn't make sense. There's a whole lot of reasons to keep yourself far away. If we call on the angel of love dimension, I wonder what she'd say. I know that our love won't save the starving and the broken. And I don't forget that we're all little crystals shattered.
Well, in general terms, I guess, are you flattered about people, younger generation, I guess, picking up on your music and carrying the tunes on, kind of thing? Or?
Yes, yeah. I am. And also, I think part of her intention was to somehow get the Farronomics or whatever that I think about. She wanted to get it to younger people. And so she ended up using young musicians who would be interested in finding out what they're interested in, which would be me. So it was a great thing all the way around.
Another thing last year that happened that I noticed you're part of, and Dawn, and some other Winnipeg performers, was Jennifer Berezan's Song for All Beings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, can you tell us about that a little bit, in case people don't know?
I still have the thing around my neck. I never take it off.
Uh-huh.
The Song for All Beings was, you know, she's a healer. She's a light worker. And the whole point was that the audience of 2,000 people per day, we did it for 2 days, 2,000 per day were in a huge auditorium and a huge theater and chanting. Basically, there was a core chant that went on all the time. And there was a choir that also kept that going. And in between would be all the music. There was 80 musicians. I don't know if that includes all the band and everything, too. But there was a bunch of entertainers, and they would just come out and sing something over top of this. And I did, it won't take long, but I spoke it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, I spoke it. Where in the old days when I was young, I would have yelled it.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was the energy that it required, but now that I've gotten older, it's so desperate in a way that there's no more yelling. It's just like almost like praying, you know. I hope that this makes sense to somebody. That's what I'm praying.
But you who dream of liberty must not yourselves be fooled. Before you get to plea for freedom, you have agreed to be enrolled. If the body stays a shackle, then the mind remains a chain that'll link you to a destiny whereby all good souls are slain. And it won't take long, it won't take too long at all, it won't take long. And you may say, what does that have to do with me? And I say, you may not tell me that's all.
So it was very powerful, and Dawn was the musical director of that whole thing. Just incredible. And the CD is incredible. You know, what he hears and what he can do with sound space is phenomenal to me. So,
Is that happening every year? Or is it happening every year? Or?
I think they kind of do it every 3 or 5 years or
okay.
something. I know that the CD or the DVD is selling now. You know, we contributed our work because it's about peace,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there's very few things you can believe in anymore around peace, but I believe in that. When you've got 2,000 mm-hmm. people all singing
yeah.
for 2 hours,
yeah.
you're changing the world.
Yes. Song for all beings, mm-hmm. that's what it says.
Yeah.
And you're...
I think mm-hmm. isn't Jennifer Berzin of Manitoba?
I think I think she might be Albertan, I think. Maybe Calgary.
Albertan. Yeah, that's yeah. right.
But your music, I feel, more kind of locally orientated as opposed to a global feel, but definitely deeply spiritual. But do you have like a hope, like in your music, or do you think of the hope for the world and the place for music in it as you're writing or as you're coming up with new music, kind of thing? Or is that's pretty broad?
Well, yeah. I mean, it comes in there, but to be honest, it's the hardest thing to do is to write to an audience,
mm-hmm.
So I just kind of try to not think about the audience right away, because it's almost like singing to your editor. I mean, it just isn't going to happen,
Yeah.
Like free flow. So I guess I'm not as hopeful about peace as I once was. I now see that... a lot of money is made in war,
mm-hmm.
and as long as we live in a capitalist country where the bottom line definition of capitalism is seeking profit, then I don't think we're going to get to the peace that we dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a heartbreak. And so now I'm trying to write to that with that sort of brokenhearted or jaded feeling, and it's tricky,
mm-hmm.
So as you get older, there's no black and white. There's just gray, and it's hard to get it.
This may, I don't know if this is a leaf for you, but when you write about someone else or the person you're singing to, has that always been somebody that is your lover or somebody you know, or is it just the other, the being she or something like that? Can you follow that question?
Yeah. I think that it's like whoever... Rumi spoke to.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spirit.
Yes.
Of, there's no people. I mean, it's been awkward sometimes in interviews. They'll say, who was Rosalie? Well, it's like, I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who were you singing to there? God. God meaning the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly religious, but, after it's all said and done, it's like, well, really, it's just a long conversation between me and what I think of as the powers that be or the powers that could be.
Is God-like and warlike and strong-like only some show? And they're sad-like and mad-like and had-like we know, but by my light the eyes bear me, and by my heart the eye woman, and by my eyes the eye open, and by my hands the eye hold. They say slowly brings the least chalk, but no matter how slow I walk, there are traces, empty spaces, and doors of logs. But by my light, the eyes bear it, and by my heart, the eye woman, and by my eye, the eye woman, and by my head, the eye woman.
Every once in a while, we have luck, we feel gratitude, all the things that can keep us human, which I think is very important right now, because one of the bottom line seeking profit, you know, events that's going around is, you know, transhumanism. And so it's going to be trickier and trickier to remember what a human being is and, you know, and what we value. You know what I mean? You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think that I'm glad that you're there, and I jump at every chance, and we do, to hear you perform and bring that magic to the stage, that spirit to the stage, wherever it's coming from. And we're looking forward to that trip into the little stage where you're performing. It's going to be jam-packed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And
that'll be fun.
Yeah, and
I like the little stages, actually, now as I'm older, than the big stages. The big stages are so much pressure, and
yeah.
it's all about time. It's not about, you know, you can't get to that little inside joke or take a minute to tell something, you know? You just have to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that I'm on a side stage. I started choosing that almost everywhere I was playing in the last 10 years.
How's the weather out in BC today? Is that where you are?
I'm not in BC, actually.
Aren't you?
I'm in Michigan, and
oh, okay.
the weather is fine.
Wow.
I'm here in Michigan until I go up to Dawn's place, and
okay.
then I'll be heading to Saturna.
Good. Okay. Well,
yeah.
We've got so much to choose from, and if you don't mind, I'll just choose something from your body of work to end the interview with.
Actually, the song "Turning Into Beautiful" is as far as I got
yep.
in the human dilemma so far, which is that, you know, it really is not so hard to do, and it really is the thing to do, which is to realize that you're yourself and the other person is themselves, and we all have to realize our authenticity and our beauty, and also to stop judging. We really need to stop looking at people and trying to assess where they are. Are they liberal? Are they this? Are they that? Are they rich? What class are they in? You know, are they sexist? I mean, all this stuff that is being thrown at us, so that we can't just look at another person and see the sparkle in their eyes and know that there's something there.
Just engage in a positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you wanted to close it out with "Turning Into Beautiful," I would say that you've pretty much captured what I'm springing off from into the future.
Thanks, Farron.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm John Prentice, host of Planet Mainstage on UMFM, and you've been listening to a special podcast featuring Farron, 2018 Winnipeg Folk Festival artist, who will be performing her solo concert with her all-star band Sunday, July the 8th at 12:45 at Spruce Hollow Stage. To hear more featured artists, visit umfm.com, Festival Express. And for more information and to get tickets for the festival itself, which runs July 5th through 8th at beautiful Birds Hill Park, be sure to visit winnipegfolkfestival.ca.